Looking for a wholesome and adventuresome vacation idea for your family? Join Worldview Academy's Bill Jack at Latigo Ranch during the week of September 25th. It's a perfect western vacation with mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. We've got special rates for this exclusive homeschool week. Kids who are under 13 will take 50% off their already reduced prices. Latigo Ranch is where you want to be. LaticoTrails.com or call 800-227-9655.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, my dad and Generations is next.
Warning, this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Swanson, Executive Director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado and a pastor. But the reason I'm on the air with you is I'm a father of five. I'm raising five children, ages 4 through 14, and I want these children to be raised in a world where they honor God and are seeking His interests first. And that's our interest on this program here on Generations. You know, we complain about what's going on in the world almost every day of the week. But on this day, Friday, it's Nuts and Bolts Friday, and we want to put the whole thing back together. We want to talk about an education program that really works for our children. Now, today the topic will be history, because, you know, history of literacy is huge in America. Something like half of college students think Japan was an ally in World War II. But, you know, the average student knows almost nothing about history. But those that do know something about history do know that the Puritans were just a bunch of Indian-killing, witch-burning bigots, and George Washington chopped down a cherry tree, and the real founder of America was Martin Luther King. Right? Of course. Martin Luther King. Now, the fact that we do not know history is affecting us, and it's going to affect future generations, and that's why we need to teach history. In fact, I'm going to suggest that history is essential. We have got to get back to the roots of this most God-blessed nation on the face of the earth and determine who it was that founded this nation and what it was that constituted the principles, the founding principles of our nation. History is essential for our faith, our redemption. In fact, 90% of the Bible is communicated in history. The Bible is not a book of theology. The Bible is a book of stories, historical stories about guys like Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joshua, David, and all the rest. So we are going to discuss the teaching of history today. It ought to make up the content of your homeschool program or your private school or public school program for your children. They need to hear history, which is the story of God, the story of the hand of God throughout history. We'll be back in just a moment to share with you how to teach history to your children in a moment on Generations.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
Don't let the blazing summer heat get to you while you're driving. Let Academy Car Care and Repair keep your air conditioner operating at its capacity. At Academy Car Care and Repair, they can service all makes and models. Why not depend on a repair facility that has provided service with honesty and integrity for over 10 years? And as always, they offer a 10% discount to all military. Academy Car Care and Repair, at the corner of Academy and LaSalle.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org.
Today, folks, teaching history on generations. Thank you for joining us. Dave Buhner in studio with me. And Dave, you know, I have come to the conclusion that you cannot engage in an intelligent conversation with anybody if they don't know history. And unfortunately, most people don't know history and hence don't even know who or what they are.
That's right, Kevin. If you don't know your context in time and space, then you don't really have a basis for an anthropology, a view of yourself, a view of your purpose in life, a view of where you fit in this thing called humanity.
You know, somebody once said that there are those who make things happen, there are those who watch things happen, and there are those who wonder what happened. The vast majority of people out there just are wondering what happened because they have no context for what is happening right now because they do not fit into history, which ultimately is God's story.
Well, and it's taught that way. When we take a history course, well, we used to have history courses. Now we have social studies courses, which has replaced it. But history, we always talk about, is his story. That is God's story. It's God's providential hand working through from creation to the end of this world.
And Dave, this historical illiteracy is intentional. It is intentional. You know that the powers that be, those that have put together an education system, have put together an education system that is intentionally making these students historically illiterate, causing, you know, half of college students to say, isn't Japan an ally in World War II? They want people isolated in time. They want to see, these people to see themselves as nothing but cosmic dust floating around in a universe of purposeless chance, and that's exactly the way they see themselves.
Well, if you take the timeline and you expand it to billions and billions and billions of years, then your little slice of life is insignificant. Your life is insignificant. On the other hand, if all you say is there's the present, there isn't the past or the future, then what you do doesn't matter. So we have an attack from both sides of a lack of purpose because your life is insignificant, and a lack of purpose because all there is the here and now. You don't have to worry about future generations.
So the worldview that runs our schools today really does believe that history is nothing because life is nothing. We are cosmic dust floating around a universe of pure chance. There is no purpose for life. There is no purpose for history. There is no direction in history. It's just plain what Shakespeare said, a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. That's exactly the way these guys see history.
Well, and I'll say it's a scheme of the devil. I'll go that far because we learn in Psalm 78 that we're exhorted to teach history to the generations to come. And the reason that it's given there is so that our children will have courage to fight the battles. Now, what happens if you remove history? Well, the example in Psalm 78 is of the people of Ephraim who, though they had mighty weapons, they were armed with bows. The day of battle came. And what happened? They turned away in the day of battle. They were cowards. They walked away from the fight. Why? Because they weren't taught the mighty acts of God. They just weren't taught history. So I see it as a scheme of the devil.
Folks, teaching history is the subject today. Now we're defining history. The humanists, the naturalists, the materialists believe that history is nothing. History is meaningless. We believe that history is the marvelous story of the battle between good and evil, which is exactly what Dave just said. It's been a battle from the beginning, and it continues to wage. It's ultimately redemption, though. It's God winning in history.
All of history is ordained by God. It gives him glory in ways that, frankly, are mysterious to us.
Now, you know, one of the reasons I like to study history, I like to teach history, and this is what we do with our younger children, is we teach the heroes of history. Dave, I think this is essential because there are those who fight for the cause of what is right, those that fight for the cause of freedom, liberty, righteousness, these sorts of things in history. And we love to read these stories. William Wallace, Braveheart of Scotland, a man who launched out against the tyranny of England something like 600 years ago and ultimately formed the context of freedom and liberty that our nation enjoys today. But our history is just filled with godly heroes, men who stood up for truth and righteousness, as men have stood in generations past. Listen to John Winthrop. I doubt if very many people know about John Winthrop. John Winthrop, of course, the leader of the first Puritan colony in New England, they certainly established this nation with faith and courage, something that I think a lot of young people today in our schools, even our homeschools, don't even recognize. This man lost his own son. 200 of the first 1,000 in his group that came over that first year perished during the first year. Here in his private journal he writes, "I like it so well to be here, and if I were to come again, I would not have altered my course, although I had foreseen all these afflictions. I will always walk humbly before my God, and meekly, mildly, and gently towards all men, to give myself, my life, my wits, my health, my wealth, to the service of my God and Savior." This is a man who gave up of his own money to establish this colony for the first 10 to 20 years of that colony. I don't think we see this sort of sacrifice and courage today, do we, Dave?
No, we don't. John Winthrop was a contemporary. In fact, he had a parallel development to William Bradford, another one of the great early American heroes, men who came here because of the faith and established the faith. The very first government that we had in the Pilgrim community, anyway, was signed on the Mayflower, known as the Mayflower Compact. They used to teach that in schools. I don't think they do anymore because it starts out with, "In the name of God, amen."
Right. Dave, these guys had a commitment to the Word of God, to their Savior Jesus Christ. They followed God. These were the principles upon which this nation was founded. Of course, today students are not taught these things. My guess is the average student doesn't know a thing about John Winthrop or even Patrick Henry, another godly man who said it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was very firm. This nation is founded on Jesus Christ. It is a Christian nation, and apart from the Word of God, the Bible, we cannot function as a free nation. This was a godly man. This is a man of principle and courage. Do you think that our children could learn something from these men?
Oh, I think they absolutely could. Not only will they learn their place, but they'll learn wonderful character traits of perseverance, of standing firm on God's principles, even in the face of adversity. But, you know, Patrick Henry wasn't the most influential person of his time. The most influential people of that era were, in fact, the pastors, the men from the pulpits. Patrick Henry was just applying what he learned from his spiritual leaders in the civil magistrate.
You know, you're right, Dave. Patrick Henry sat under a very, very famous Presbyterian minister by the name of Samuel Davies and became a great speaker, I think largely due to the fact that he sat under the tremendous oratory and good preaching of a man like Samuel Davies.
And Winthrop's colony, Boston, had about 150 years of peace, of absolute city on the hill, everything Winthrop could have hoped for. And why was that? Was because Winthrop was so wise? No, it was the Mather family. It was the Puritan ministers who applied the Word of God to every area of life dutifully and with joy.
The encouragement to you, folks, the encouragement to you, mothers and fathers, teach history. Teach the heroes of history. You know, the Bible records the heroes of history as well. Hebrews chapter 11, "What more shall we say? For the time would fail us to tell about Gideon and Barak and Samson and Patrick Henry." I threw that in. Jephthah, David, Samuel, all the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousnesses, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Yes, it is a battle, isn't it, Dave? It's a battle, and there are brave men waging that battle of whom the world was not worthy.
America may have been a Christian nation, that is, it was founded on Christian principles, but America was at that time, 1776, was not that Christian. In other words, the population itself wasn't as Christian as we like to believe, that everyone had a Bible and everyone went to church. It was a minority of men who were leading their families, who basically built this nation on God's principles. And, you know, as a minority now, Christians, we can do the same. That should give us courage to be the salt and light in our day.
Dave, it's always been a minority that's turned the tide in human history. That's always been the way it was. William Wallace started out with something like 25 men and took down Lanark, and then eventually took on the entire nation and armies of England. Of course, eventually William Wallace lost his head and his bowels. He was disemboweled and effectively martyred. But the end result was that Robert the Bruce secured independence for Scotland. These men stood up for freedom and righteousness and accomplished it against tremendous odds, and that's the way it's always going to be. Now, if anybody questions the fact that William Wallace was a Christian, he was reading the Psalms during his martyrdom. That was the book that was held in front of him as he was being martyred. So, yes, the faith, the courage, the convictions of godly men like William Wallace, Patrick Henry, and, of course, Jephthah, Gideon, Joshua. Time would not be available for us to list all of these. But we can learn from history. We can learn these character traits. You know, you not only learn the character traits, but you also learn the fact that a lot of these guys were mortal men. They were sinners as well. So you look in history, you see mistakes too, don't you, Dave?
With the one exception of Christ, all men were sinners. We have... We love to talk about David, the king of Israel, but of course he was a sinner. George Washington, you know, George Washington was a great man in so many ways, but he was also a slave owner. He also had a passion for lots and lots of liquor. But that doesn't diminish him as one of our founding fathers.
Or Andrew Jackson, another man who I think was a Christian, at least at the end of his life, broke some treaties with the Indians. We're not proud of that fact, not at all. And I think the Puritans made some mistakes in the Salem witch trials. Which were eventually corrected by Cotton Mather, another Puritan, by the way. So we can look into history and see that there have been mistakes made, but these men were men of their times. We will make mistakes as well. There will be righteous men of God that will stand up right now in our times and lead, and yet there will be flaws in them as well.
I think what you're saying, Kevin, is we want to learn from the people of the past. We want to learn from their mistakes. We want to honor them as our fathers, but we're not going to worship them. We worship God, who providentially brought them.
Absolutely. We can emulate their character traits of honesty, courage, self-sacrifice, and love, and these sorts of things, but at the same time, watch out for their failures. There are certainly some patterns that we can catch in history as our children read history. Let me just go over a couple of them. One is that God blesses nations that are faithful to Him, and God protects His church throughout the ages. There are many kingdoms that have come and gone, but the kingdom of Jesus Christ continues.
And I think as we vote as American citizens, we want to understand the times. God will continue to bless this nation. This is probably the most blessed nation on earth. God will only continue to bless this nation, as He always has, when we are faithful to Him. As we become more and more secular, as we bring more gods into the pantheon, God will not bless us as He has in the past. That only stands to reason.
And the real end of this history lesson, as you bring out these biographies, as you teach your children the wonderful stories of history, remind your child they fit into that story as well. They have a part in that story. They have a very important part of that story. Challenge them. You know, God could use you in a mighty way in His kingdom work. He could use you as a mighty soldier for righteousness in the next generation as well. God knows we need brave men and women to stand, whether it be in the area of civil magistrate or whether they be missionaries going into new territory.
There are many opportunities to stand brave for God in business and everywhere. And we started out with Psalm 78 talking about the purpose was to create courage. Your children will be able to stand in the gates courageously if they understand that God has been faithful all the way through history and that He has provided for His people always.
And you know, Dave, as we wrap up today, America is a great nation, but she's in trouble. And these are times that call for great men like Patrick Henry and William Wallace and John Winthrop. These times beg for it and cry out for it. These are wonderful times, marvelous times. They couldn't be worse, but they couldn't be better.
And you know, William Wallace is dead and Patrick Henry's dead. And I don't think we're going to be able to bring him back from the grave. So that means that we have to raise the William Wallace and the Patrick Henry. Our sons and daughters are going to have to be the ones, and they're going to have to be trained to be that.
Our children must be raised to see themselves fitting into history and given a vision for history. I think that's the key. That's the key to turning this thing around. If they can see that they fit in and they could be the next Patrick Henry's, William Wallace's, or the Gideons, that will give them a vision enough to change things. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment to give you some ideas, some great resources, how you can teach your children history in just a moment on Generations.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a 5-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
Folks, there are so many good resources to teach good history to your children. You inspire them. You instill vision as you bring history into their lives. So let me recommend a few resources that we have found so valuable in the homeschool program for our children. First, the Leaders in Action series, produced by George Grant, are excellent biographies. Biographies about Patrick Henry, Robert E. Lee, Winston Churchill, and many others are produced through this series, so I'd recommend them highly, especially if you have children in the junior high or high school years. That's the Leaders in Action series. Also, my son and I have been listening to R.J. Rushdoony's World History Tape series. An excellent series. We've been through it several times. We listen to it often in the car. It has been an excellent presentation of a biblical view of history as we see God's hand working marvelously through all of the events of history from the beginning of time until today. That's R.J. Rushdoony's World History Tape series. Also, Gary DeMar's America's Godly Heritage, a nice coffee table type of book. You can get these resources by calling 877-842-CHECK or on the web, checkbooks.com, checkbooks.com. Get some good resources and teach history to your children. You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity,
and service, George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others.
You can count on George. Auto, Life, Home. Call George at George Secrets Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org.
Teen Pact taught me that I can make a difference in my culture. The nationwide Teen Pact organization is designed to teach teens to be well-informed citizens. Students spend a week at the Capitol where they get hands-on experience. You will learn parliamentary procedure, get involved in prayer walks, talk to experienced governmental officials, and more. Visit www.teenpact.com. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm a Teen Pactor.
I'm Claire, and I'm going to be involved in Teen Pact. Will you be there?